Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Froggy the Gator, and I want to start this episode with something special. You see, we had one of our friends and listeners write in with a pretty funny joke, and he asked if I could share it on the show. So here it goes. This joke comes from James, who is 4 years old, by the way, and it goes like this. What is a cloud's favorite podcast? What is a cloud's favorite podcast? That's the question. Can you guess? Do you have a good guess of the answer to James's joke? What is a cloud's favorite podcast? And the answer is Froggy the Gator. Wow, what a joke. Thank you, James. Your future in comedy is quite bright, and I want to invite any other listeners who might have a good joke that they'd like me to read in an episode to send it in the Q&A portion of our show on Spotify, and I'll read them all, even if they are riotously hilarious like James's was. And today's episode was also helped along by one of our listeners. It was inspired by Levi, who is 6 years old. Froggy the Gator was excited because Froggy the Gator had an idea. He sprinted inside to his house, he got on the phone, and he called his friends Tomato Hedgehog, Terra Pterodactyl, and Wormbird, and Mr. Hummus, of course, and he said, "Can you all come over to my house tomorrow for a big soccer game? Tomorrow is the start of the Crocodilian Cup." That's right, Froggy was hosting a pretend soccer tournament, or a real soccer tournament, depending on how you look at it, called the Crocodilian Cup, and he'd invited all of his friends to come participate. That night, Froggy and Daddy the Gator created an official soccer field in Froggy's backyard. They used chalk and orange cones, and they outlined the entire field. "This is the center circle," says Froggy. "And I have the penalty box ready," Daddy the Gator said. The field took up Froggy's entire backyard. "This is going to be the greatest soccer game of all time," Froggy the Gator said. The next day, all of Froggy's friends arrived at his house, dressed in their complete soccer gear, or soccer kits, as they call soccer uniforms, and everyone was ready to compete. In addition to their uniforms, they had headbands, cleats, and shin guards, of course, to protect their shins. "All right, everybody, the game is about to begin," Froggy the Gator said. And the sides were all chosen. On one team was Froggy the Gator, Mr. Hummus, and Daddy the Gator, versus the other team, Tomato Hedgehog, Wormbird, and Terra Pterodactyl. "Ready to begin, everybody?" Daddy the Gator said, with the ball at midfield. Then he blew his whistle, and the match was underway. Froggy and his team, which they'd named themselves the Gator Bears, had possession of the ball first. They faced a tough defense from Tomato Hedgehog's team, which they'd named the Worm Hogs. Wormbird was buzzing around with his bug wings, smothering Froggy as Froggy tried to dribble down the field. Finally, Froggy saw an open Mr. Hummus. He kicked the ball to Mr. Hummus, and Terra Pterodactyl immediately met Mr. Hummus in his position and stole it away. Terra was on a breakaway. She could fly too, because she was a pterodactyl, so she kind of flew down the field, but was really close to the ground the whole time, until she took a shot on the goal, and it was good! "Goal!" Tomato Hedgehog yelled, as the Worm Hogs all met in the middle of the field to give each other high fives. Now it was the Gator Bears' ball, and they were determined to tie the game. They met up at midfield, and Daddy the Gator laid out a plan. "Okay, Froggy, I want you to take the ball. Mr. Hummus, I want you to break downfield as fast as you can. Just make sure you don't go off sides, which means make sure at least one member of the other team is between you and the goal. Froggy, pass the ball to Mr. Hummus when he's halfway down the field. I'll be quietly going down the other side of the field, and I'll be wide open. I can tell from how they're playing defense. Then I'll chip it up in the air, and you can head it in the goal, Froggy." So the Gator Bears did their plan. Mr. Hummus expertly stayed on sides because he wanted to make sure he followed the rules because he loved being a good sport about things like this in, well, sports. And then he crossed it to Daddy the Gator, who immediately chipped the ball straight up in the air in front of the goal. And then Froggy swooped in and headed the ball right into the net. Goal, Gator Bears! And the Gator Bears all met in midfield to give each other high fives. The game was now tied, and the rest of the game went by with each team trying their best to take the lead, but nobody was able to score again. Finally, the clock on Daddy the Gator's stopwatch ran out. "That's it, everybody. We're tied at the end of regulation," Daddy the Gator said. "That means that this year's first annual Croc Cup will be decided by penalty kicks." And the penalty kick rules said that each player got to kick a penalty kick one time. And at the end, the team with the most made penalty kicks would be crowned the winner of the cup. Mr. Hummus was going to be playing goalie for the Gator Bears, and Tomato Hedgehog was goalie for the Wormhogs. Terra Pterodactyl went up to kick first. And Terra Pterodactyl did a really cool cartwheel right before her kick, which surprised Mr. Hummus, and her kick was good. Wormhogs up one. Then it was Daddy the Gator's turn, and he did a really cool pump fake kind of thing with his kick, which surprised Tomato Hedgehog in the goal. And Tomato Hedgehog dove in the wrong direction, and Daddy the Gator easily kicked the ball in. It was now tied again, 1-1. Now it was Wormbird's shot. He made some really loud buzzing noises with his bug wings, which, once again, threw Mr. Hummus off his game. And Mr. Hummus was worried that it was actually a swarm of bees buzzing after him, so he ran out of the goal yelling, which left it wide open for Wormbird to score. 2-1, Wormhogs. Next up, it was Mr. Hummus's shot, and he was still kind of mad about the fake bees, so he kicked it like a rocket straight at Tomato Hedgehog, who actually caught the ball, but the kick was so hard that it sent Tomato Hedgehog flying backward into the net. So it was good. It was a goal. And now we were all tied up, 2-2. Now it was Tomato Hedgehog's turn to get his revenge on Mr. Hummus in the goal. So he actually used his tomato cannons on his back, and he shot a bunch of tomatoes right at the goal. And Mr. Hummus got splattered with tomatoes left and right, and he was helpless to stop Tomato Hedgehog's kick. 3-2. Wormhogs were winning. This was it. This was the last shot, and it was Froggy the Gator's turn. He stepped up to the ball. He looked seriously at the net. He wiped some sweat from his brow, and he stepped forward to kick. It was a good kick, a true kick, a solid kick, and it soared off Froggy's foot going what looked like 500 miles per hour at least. Tomato Hedgehog knew the kick looked high, so he ran toward the ball and jumped before it could go over his head. But he was too late. The ball flew right over Tomato Hedgehog's head toward the goal and... ping! It hit the crossbar. It bounced out. It landed outside the goal in the middle of the field. That was it. Froggy had missed, and the Wormhogs had won the Crocodilian Cup. "Oh no," Froggy shouted, as the other team of Terra, Wormbird, and Tomato Hedgehog all cheered and congratulated each other at midfield. "I let our team down," Froggy said to his dad. "I know it's disappointing, son, but here's something that will help you feel better after a defeat like this." "What, Dad?" Froggy said. "What could possibly make me feel better? I feel awful right now." And Daddy the Gator nodded. "I've been there," he said, "lots of times. But listen to me. Go and shake your friends' hands, congratulate them on a good game, and you'll feel better after that." So Froggy the Gator went and shook his friends' hands and congratulated them on a good game. After that, he walked up to his dad. "Wow, Dad, that was like magic. I do feel better." "That's right, son," Daddy the Gator said. "You feel better because you were a good sport. And you were gracious in defeat. And you feel better because you did the right thing. Now let's go eat some Rice Krispie Treats and get some practice shots in for the next iteration of the Crocodilian Cup." The end.